Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Greetings, my friends. So good to be with you once again as we get ready for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We have big bands, great singers, and the golden pop memories. And today is a special edition of Seems Like Old Times. It's our 1,000th show. That's right, hard to believe, but it's a milestone, and we're going to celebrate today with a special edition of the program. We're going to drop our regular format and just play some of our favorite songs, our favorite artists, do a little reminiscing. Who knows what we'll come up with, but we're going to have fun, and maybe we'll even find a bottle of champagne. So that is what we're doing today, and if you're ready, let's get started with our 1,000th episode.
Seems like old times being here with you.
And we're off and running on this special edition of Seems Like Old Times, our 1,000th show. Now, our very first episode aired on May 6th, 2006. That was on station WSVG in Mount Jackson, Virginia. And the format for that first show is pretty much the same as it is now, with the hallmark of the show, the Vintage Countdown. And that week, it was the first weekend of May in 1954, and song number 10 that weekend, and therefore the first song played on Seems Like Old Times, was Here by Tony Martin.
Here in this enchanted place, here enclosed in your embrace, here with you so near to me, here is where I want to be. Outside may be thrilled by the treasures that people buy for gold, but I would rather be thrilled by the treasures that I alone can hold here beside the warmth of you. Here within a dream for two, here for all eternity, here is where I want to be. Prati presso d'or, vorrei essere invaghito, tesori io posso tenere. Here beside the warmth of you, here within a dream for two, here is where I want to be.
There's Tony Martin from 1954 with the Henri René Orchestra, Here, the first song that was ever played on Seems Like Old Times, May 6, 2006. Now, song number two was part of our showcase feature, which was Les Brown Instrumentals. And it only made sense to start with his theme song, Leapfrog.
Thank you.
1945 recording of Leapfrog by Les Brown and his orchestra. That was his theme song, and that was the second record that we played on our first show on the first weekend of May 2006. And we are celebrating our 1,000th program today, reminiscing back to our very first show. And as I mentioned, we had a Performing Now spotlight every week, and we'd play about three songs for each episode. And our highlighted modern-day performer on that first show was Ray Gelato. Here, the British band leader and saxophonist, along with his Giants, do their version of On an Evening in Roma.
Come bello si la luna brille, stretti stretti con la pupa bella, passeggia sotto il cielo di Roma. Corre, corre con le mani in mano, sentiremo chi ci sta vicino, sospira sotto il cielo di Roma. Now they're singing and they're swinging in sunny Italy. The beginning has just begun when the sun goes down. Please meet me in the plaza near your casa, I'm only one and one, and that's too few. On an evening in Roma, don't know what the country's coming to. Oh, in Rome we do as they do with you. On an evening in Roma.
Gelato on an evening in Roma. He was our very first Performing Now artist on that opening show, May 6th of 2006. which aired on just one radio station, WSVG, in Mount Jackson, Virginia. And I want to thank the owners at the time, Patty Schaefer and Alan Earhart, who gave me an opportunity to launch the program. And every single episode has run on that station, which is now WAMM, under the ownership of Jim Jones. And a big thanks to Jim as well for continuing to run the show all these years. And, of course, I send out appreciation to all the radio stations, their owners, general managers, program directors, who carry this show each and every weekend, and those stations in the past, who also ran the program that have changed formats or been sold or moved on for whatever reason in this crazy radio business. And, of course, a thanks to all of you who listen every week, or just about every week, that allows us to stay on the air. And thanks for your correspondence over the years, with emails and interactions on social media, too. Yeah, so this is a celebration for all of us today, the 1,000th edition of Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're celebrating our 1,000th show. Yeah, congratulations to us. Yeah, keep that applause coming. We like it. Yeah, we're doing a little reminiscing today and also playing some of our favorite songs, well, some of my favorite songs, and I'm sure that they're near the top of your list, too. And this is one of them, Mission to Moscow from Benny Goodman. That's a good one. A toe-tapper for sure. Mission to Moscow from Benny Goodman and his orchestra. A 1942 record that was written by Benny's pianist, Mel Powell. That's a special edition today, our 1,000th show. Now, I don't have a recording from that first program. I lost about the first 2 years of my shows from a computer crash, but I made CD copies of the first month of the program. But I can't find that first episode. I don't know how it got separated from the others, where it is, what happened to it. But I've looked for a long time, can't find that CD copy of the first show. However, I do have the second program. Let's give a listen to how the show started back then.
Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff, and welcome to Seems Like Old Times.
Now, listen to that young fella. Wow, I completely forgot that I used to play the first verse of the theme song.
Having you to talk with, and it's still
a thrill.
And by the way, the theme song is Seems Like Old Times. That's Guy Lombardo's orchestra with Don Rodney's vocals.
The thrill that it was the day I found you.
And a big hello and welcome to the show. It Seems Like Old Times, where we play some of the great music of all times. Big bands.
Sounds like I'm in a hurry. And kind of old-timey sounding, too. It really wasn't on purpose.
For today, our theme will be Songs of Spring, with spring in the title, or about spring, or maybe activities to do with spring.
See there, I was doing the seasonal spotlight way back then.
This week's current artist spotlight falls on Michael Bublé. He's become a star singing the popular standards.
Nice, Bublé.
A bit with some new, fresh arrangements. But fun to listen to. Michael Bublé, our new artist of the week. We'll also check out the birthdays for this weekend and for the week ahead. And, of course, the Top 10 Countdown. We'll look back to the second weekend of May of 1941. What were the top records 65 years ago this weekend? Well, we'll find out on Seems Like Old Times.
Seems Like Old Times.
Wow, that's how the second episode of Seems Like Old Times sounded back on May 13th, 2006. Oh, yeah, and since I talked about Michael Bublé, might as well play one of his songs.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. So come fly with me, let's fly away. Oh, come on and fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say those words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly.
A 2003 recording of Come Fly With Me from Michael Bublé, with the orchestration done by Sammy Nestico. Well, let's give a listen to that second show again, because the part that we played before, I talked about birthdays, and yeah, we used to have a birthday roll call, but I remember just doing it in the final segment. Apparently, in the early days, I would drop in a birthday tribute here and there. But let's go again to show number 2, May 13th, 2006, Hour 2, Segment 4.
This is Seems Like Old Times, and we'll have our number one song from this weekend in 1941 coming up. But first, a few more birthdays to run down on our celebrity list from this weekend. Norman Luboff, born on the 14th of May of 1917. Also, Georgie Auld, one of the great saxophonists, tenor sax man with Bunny Berrigan and Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman. Georgie Auld, born on May 19th of 1919. And on Monday, turning 69 years old, is Trini Lopez.
I think it's obvious that my microphone quality has improved over the years, and our overall production has become a little more decorative, if you will. And as the years went by, we were able to add more sound bites from news of the day, radio, TV, movies. And that's because I now have more access to that material. Yeah, so over these 19 years, things have changed a little bit. I think the show was more like my morning shows that I would do. There was a time when I'd have weather folklore and recognize holidays and special occurrences and things like that. Well, it's all been a part of the evolution of Seems Like Old Times. Hey, and since we heard that clip, let's go ahead and play Trini Lopez, since it was his birthday, that second weekend of May 2006, with the song that we played on that show, Lemon Tree.
When I was just a lad of 10, my father said to me, come here and take a lesson from a lovely lemon tree. Don't put your faith in love, my boy, my father said to me, I fear you'll find that love is like a lovely lemon tree. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Beneath the lemon tree one day, my love and I did lie. A girl so sweet that when she smiled, the stars rose in the sky. We passed the summer lost in love beneath the lemon tree. The music of her laughter hid my father's words from me. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. One day she left without a word. She took away the sun. And in the dark she left behind. I knew what she had done. She left me for another. It's a common tale but true. A sadder tale but wiser now. I sing this song to you. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
From 1965, Trini Lopez and Lemon Tree, a song that we played on our second episode of this show. And I think we played it one other time since then. Well, now I guess it's two occasions. And this time, pretty significant, our 1,000th show on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today, it's our 1,000th show. We're doing a little reminiscing and playing some of our favorite songs. This one, I have an original copy in a frame on my wall in my studio here in the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. It's Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra. I Can't Get Started.
Thank you. around the world in a plane. I've settled revolutions in Spain, and the North Pole I have charted. Still I can't get started with you. On the golf course, I'm under par. Metro Goldwyn have asked me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still I can't get no place with you. 'Cause you're so supreme. Lyrics I write of you, I dream, dream day and night of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
Bunny Berrigan and his orchestra, I Can't Get Started, recorded August 7th, 1937. Now, that was the second version of the song. He recorded it about a year earlier when he began his new group and picked it for his theme song. But he would continue to tinker with the arrangement over time, and he also altered the Ira Gershwin lyrics. The music, by the way, was composed by Vernon Duke. So when he went back in the studio again in August of 37, he came up with that classic recording, featuring that magnificent finish on the high E-flat. Now, as I mentioned, I have that record in a frame on my wall. Also adorning my studio, a picture of this lady, my all-time best girl. Of course you know, it's Doris Day.
I'm wild again, beguiled again, a simpering, whimpering child again, bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Couldn't sleep and wouldn't sleep. Then love came and told me I shouldn't sleep. Bewitched, bothered and bewildered am I. Lost my heart, but what of it? He is cold, I agree. He can laugh but I love it. Although the laugh's on me, I'll sing to him each spring to him, and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
You'll sing to him, spring to him,
and long for the day when I cling to him, bewitched, bothered, and bewildered.
There's Doris Day from 1950, Bewitched. Nice arrangement from John Rarig and his orchestra, with the backing vocals by the Mellow Men. Well, who's my favorite male vocalist? That's a tough one. Well, that's a multi-horse race there and a photo finish. But I would say winning by a nose at the line is this guy, Nat King Cole.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and the promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. I can only give you country walks in springtime and a hand to hold when leaves begin to fall, and a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all, that's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you they would give you the world for a toy. All I have are these arms to enfold you, and a love time can never destroy. If you're wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all, that's all. Wondering what I'm asking in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me that you'll adore, for now and evermore. That's all, that's all.
You know, I can't believe it, but I think it's the first time we've ever played That's All by Nat King Cole on this show. 19 years and we never played that? I can't find where we've done it any other time. I see versions by June Christie, Vicky Carr, and a number of our Performing Now artists, like Steve Terrell and Tony Desserre and a few others. Wow, that just surprises me. 1953, but you know, that was released on the B-side of Lover Come Back to Me. It never made the Billboard chart, but it made the top 20 on Cashbox. But I'm just surprised we didn't play it for some other occasion, but I can't think of a better time to have the debut playing of That's All by Nat King Cole and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. on this 1,000th episode of Seems Like Old Times. We're back on this collector's edition of Seems Like Old Times. It is our 1,000th show, and they're setting off fireworks in our honor. Awesome, or maybe they're just getting ready for Independence Day. It doesn't matter, we'll take it as we party on here today, recollecting about the past 19 plus years, and play some of our favorite songs and favorite performers. And this is one of my all-timers from Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Don't get around much anymore. Duke Ellington originally named that composition Never No Lament, and that's how it showed up on the first recording in 1940. Not too long after that, Vernon Duke added lyrics, and it was retitled Don't Get Around Much Anymore. And that's how it appeared on the label when Ellington re-released the song in 1943, in a near-flawless recording, featuring the Duke on piano, Lawrence Brown trombone, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Johnny Hodges alto, and Cootie Williams on the trumpet. Well, here's another favorite song. I don't think I have to keep saying favorite. Kind of goes without saying, because really they all fall under that banner. This one from the World War II era, at the end of the war, as the Allies were finishing off the Axis, and the boys were coming home. It's been a long, long time. Of course, the big hit by Harry James with Kitty Callan, but there were other versions just as good. Charlie Spivak with Irene Day, Stan Kenton and June Christie. And for this rendition, I could also use the word flawless, just like I did on Don't Get Around Much Anymore. I could put that label on this recording of It's Been a Long, Long Time, from Bing Crosby and the Les Paul Trio.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since I can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seemed without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time.
If you were listening closely, you could tell that Les Paul wasn't accompanying Bing Crosby on It's Been a Long, Long Time. He was leading Bing. Yeah, if you get a chance, go back and listen to how Les was previewing where the melody was going by his chord progression and by his improvised runs. When Les went high, Bing would follow behind. When he went lower, Crosby would drop down. And that sweet recording was a two-week number one in 1945. And, of course, you can go back and listen to that song and many other shows on our website, oldtimesradio.com. It's in the archives section. Hey, here's another amazing female vocalist who didn't make a whole lot of records, but the ones she did were outstanding. This is Una Mae Carlisle. She sings and plays here on You're Gonna Change Your Mind.
A big mistake you're making in turning me away. This silly step you're taking, you'll regret someday. You're gonna change your mind. Yes, you'll be sorry that you were so unkind to doubt me like you do. Why, then you'll see that you were wrong about me. You realize how much I meant to you. You're gonna change your mind and feel so lonely. You miss the happiness you left behind. You say that I'm a waste of time. How could you be so blind? Someday you'll find you're gonna change your mind. Change your mind. that you were so unkind to doubt me like you do. Oh, it's then you'll see that you were wrong about me. You'll realize how much I meant to you. You're gonna change your mind and feel so lonely. You'll miss the happiness you left behind. Oh, you say that I'm a waste of time. How could you be so blind? Someday you'll find you're gonna change your mind.
That's Una Mae Carlisle at the microphone and the piano on You're Gonna Change Your Mind. And she was accompanied by some pretty good players. Billy Butterfield on trumpet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Bill Stegmaier on clarinet, the bass was Bob Haggard, and on the drums, George Wetling. All right, let's close out the first hour of our 1,000th show with Al Hurt. That's Java, a big smash for Al Hurt in 1963. And that's it for hour one of show number 1K. We'll have more after the break on Seems Like Old Times.